Twitter Files, Government Funding Created Cottage Industry of Disinformation Labs. By Robert Krajcik on March 2, 2023. Journalist and author Matt Taibbi noted the U.S. government's role in creating a new cottage industry of disinformation labs ostensibly combating fraudulent online propaganda in the interest of national security in his latest Twitter Files report published Thursday. The Twitter Files number 17 thread focuses on the Global Engagement Center, GEC, a subsidiary of the State Department, and its claimed objective to recognize, understand, expose, and counter foreign state and non-state propaganda and disinformation efforts aimed at undermining or influencing the policies, security, or stability of the United States, its allies, and partner nations. The Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab, DFRL, which is funded by the federal government via the JEC, regularly sent blacklists of online profiles to Twitter executives and staffers requesting censorship, according to the Twitter Files. Taibbi emphasized how news media were more compliant than Twitter in accepting the government's disinformation claims at face value. He described news media personalities as an easier mark than Twitter staffers for false and unsubstantiated claims made by the JEC and DFRL regarding online disinformation. Taibbi highlighted the vapidity of the newly manufactured anti-disinformation organizations and the subservient compliance of news media to such organizations' claims. "Most of these experts know nothing," he wrote. "Many have skill, if you can call mesmerizing dumb reporters a skill. But in the area of identifying true bad actors, few know more than the average person on the street." He added, "The scary angle on JEC is not so much the agency as the sprawling infrastructure of disinformation labs that have grown around it. American taxpayers are funding digital blacklists used to manipulate them," Taibbi concluded. The government-funded JEC littered the media landscape with flawed or flat-out wrong news stories. Exacerbating matters, Americans in both cases paid taxes to become the subject of these manipulative operations, he wrote. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter @rkrajcik.